Mike Osborne in the WMOT newsroom at 4 minutes past. Time for some state and local stories. The seemingly endless stream of sexual harassment claims roiling the nation are prompting a rare show of unity inside the Tennessee congressional delegation. Republican Rep. Marsha Blackburn and Democratic Rep. Jim Cooper are co-sponsoring a bill that would make public the names of House members who've been the subject of sexual harassment claims. Many such claims are settled through the Congressional Office of Compliance. The obscure department says over the last 20 years, it's used public funds to pay some 260 claims valued at more than $17 million. To receive a settlement, victims are required to sign non-disclosure agreements. Cooper and Blackburn yesterday joined three other House members in filing legislation that would end the practice. Calling the payments a hush fund, Blackburn says it's time for greater accountability.
Let's bring transparency and openness to this process. Let's end these personal bailouts.
For his part, Nashville's Jim Cooper noted the bill does two things.
One, it stops the mistreatment of the American taxpayer to pay for these hush fund settlements. Number two, it opens up those settlements so that we know who did it, when, and the details.
Under pressure to respond to the growing list of sexual misconduct allegations, the House on Wednesday passed a measure requiring all members to take annual anti-harassment training. WMOT News is a service of the Center for Innovation and Media, part of the College of Media and Entertainment here at Middle Tennessee State.